All right, so this evening we're in the 25th chapter of Jeremiah. We're continuing our journey in the book of Jeremiah. Everybody in the entire family has a Bible besides the little one in here, but we're thankful that everybody has God's holy scripture in front of them as we kind of go through this study, as we hear this message on what God's going to say to us inside the scriptures. So we have multiple versions in the house tonight. We have ESV, LSB, NLT, and NASB. We have four versions of the Bible sitting around us. So we're able to take some context out of the scriptures in different ways that we can truly see. We are in verse 12, starting in the 25th chapter of Jeremiah, and out of the LSB, God's word says this: "Then it'll be, when 70 years are fulfilled, that I will punish the king of Babylon and the nation, declares Yahweh, for the iniquity, even the land of the Chaldeans, and I will make it an everlasting desolation. I will bring upon the land all my words, which I have spoken against it all, that is written in this book, which Jeremiah have prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings will make slaves of them. Even them I will repay them according to their deeds and according to the work of their hands. For thus Yahweh, the God of Israel, says to me, take this cup of the wine of wrath from my hand and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it. They will drink and stagger and go mad because of the sword that I will send among them." So here we're seeing a fine example of God's judgment. So why do we think that it is necessary for God to judge? Why would we think it's necessary for God to pour out his wrath upon people? Why would you think that would be something that he would do?
Not following his word.
That's it. Not following his commands. So now this is after he spoke to Jeremiah. Jeremiah speaking to the land, giving them warning, giving them clear instruction, like we've talked about in the past few weeks. Clear instruction on how to listen, on how to obey, on how to follow his word, on how to do what he is telling them to do. And so now, the people didn't listen out of all the years that he's been speaking to them. Now his wrath is being brought upon the people. And we read here in verse 12, it says, "I will punish the king of Babylon and the nations, declares Yahweh, for their iniquity, even the land of the Chaldeans, and I will make it an everlasting desolation." Here we see a description of everlasting desolation. What does the ESV say in verse 12? How does it describe the land?
It says, "Then after 70 years are completed, I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, the land of the Chaldeans, for their iniquity, declares the Lord, making the land an everlasting waste."
Okay, so the ESV calls it an everlasting waste. And here in the LSB, it says everlasting desolation. What does yours say, son, in verse 12?
"Then if it will be then 70 years completed, I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, declares the Lord, their iniquity, and the Lord of the children."
Chaldeans, yeah.
"And I will make it an everlasting
desolation." So it says the same thing as the LSB. So we see waste and desolation. That means there's no meaning for the land. There's no meaning for it to continue because of the wrath of God is being brought upon them because they're not listening. And it's funny here that he says, even the king of Babylon. So we talked about it before. When we talk about God and how mighty and how sovereign God is, that he is even over the kings. He's over the leaders. And so he says, even the king of Babylon, of the nation, Yahweh, is still in control. Yahweh still makes the plan. Yahweh, if he wants to bring judgment upon a land for not listening to him, he has every right to. Why do you think God has every right to? When we talk about God, why do you think he has every right to do what he pleases?
Because he's God, because he's powerful.
Amen. Yeah, he's in control of all of that. He is in truly just in control all the time. And so no matter what the situation is, here we see that he's going to bring his wrath upon the people. He's bringing them that wrath upon the people because they did not listen from the beginning. Because they did not obey. They did not obey. Verse 13, it says, I will bring upon the land all my words which I have spoken against it. So here we're seeing everything that he said through Jeremiah. He is going to bring it all forward and he's going to make it all happen. All the judgment, all the wrath, destroying the land, destroying the people for disobeying. He's going to bring that forth. And one of the biggest questions you may receive from this, if that's the case, why is a loving God going to bring judgment upon people? Like, we see God as just this one thing. We see God as being loving, as being encouragement, as being all these things in which he is. Which he is. I don't want you to ever think God is not loving. God is loving. God is the ultimate form of love. But also, God has anger. God has a wrath. If you don't obey God and you don't obey the law, he will pour out his wrath. Okay? Just like when we speak of heaven and hell. Okay? If we obey God, we turn from our sins, we turn from all the wicked ways that we have, then we will go to heaven. Okay? If we don't, and he sees us as wicked, then he is going to cast us to hell. And he has every right to. Because he's God. That's what makes it so different. Okay? We get, just like here, we talk about the king of Babylon. The king of Babylon was looked at as the almighty person in all of the land. Okay? But he is not almighty and sovereign as our God. That's the differences. Okay, in verse 13, it says, I have spoken against it all as written in this book, which Jeremiah has prophesied against all the nations. Jeremiah continued prophesying everything that God told him. He continued telling the land. He told them everything that was happening. And did they listen? No. Actually, they fought against it. They didn't want nothing to do with it. They didn't believe Jeremiah. They didn't believe Jeremiah was the ultimate prophet, listening to what God was telling him, relaying it to the people. And one of the reasons coming out of the scriptures that you may think, well, you know, I wonder why they didn't listen to Jeremiah. You got to understand at that time there was people coming out all the time saying, I am the prophet, I am the next king, I am listening to God, you should do this. And none of it made any sense because it was just following a man, because it wasn't the truth. Many prophets came out saying they were prophets, random people, and none of them were. Jeremiah was. Jeremiah was listening. There was people coming out during this time saying they were the Messiah, that they were the King of Kings, that they were the Lord. Jesus Christ is the only Messiah. He's the only one that came to rescue the people. To rescue people that truly shouldn't have been rescued to begin with. But he did. That's God's love. Jesus Christ was a form of God's love. Fully. By sending his own son to do ministry here. And at the age of 33 that he would be slain. But understand that they hear the people were rebelling. The people were not listening to anything that was being said. The people were actually doing the quite opposite of everything that the prophet was saying. They were doing the opposite. Verse 14 says, for many nations and great kings will make slaves of them even them, I will repay them according to their deeds and according to the work of their hands. He will repay them for the deeds they do on earth. God is the ultimate decision maker. So the people that were not doing good deeds, that were not doing good works with their hands, then he would slay them. He would ultimately send them to hell because of their bad deeds, because of their works that were not glorifying God. And, you know, what's funny is we see this life be so fast. We see our lives just in a glimmer. I know with my kids, they were born and now they're big and they're almost as tall as me and all of that. And it's funny, as the way God sees it as it's so slow. God sees our lives as slow because he sees it as moments on how we should line up with glorifying him, or moments throughout our lives that instead of being selfish, that we help others. He sees all those little things in our side of our lives. But here we wake up every morning and we go to work and we come home and go back to sleep and we wake up and do the next thing. Or we go home and go to school and wake up and go back to school the next day. And it's so fast, but he sees it so slow and meticulous because he wants us to obey. And he wants us to do these different things in our lives that can glorify God, that can glorify him. That's what he wants out of us as humans, as Christians, as people that follow him, that people that follow Christ. That's what he wants. And so, verse 14, it says, I want to go back to where it says, great kings will make slaves of them, even them I will repay them, great slaves. Why do you think he's talking about great kings will make great slaves? Why do you think that's being said?
Because they're false prophets.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, they don't carry any true power.
Because kings don't carry any true power.
Right.
Any king, any leader, we have seen it throughout time that they are just ordinary men.
They have power they don't.
Right. They only truly have power that we can give them. The presidents of the United States, they don't have ultimate true sovereign power the way God does. They never will. They never will. That's why they always take an oath when they go into office. And they take an oath to God that they will lead the way they feel led by God to truly do so. And so we go into separation. We can go into a big rabbit hole about all these different, you know, these Republicans, Democrats, all that stuff. All that stuff can be thrown out the window. Either way, they're all men. And they're all just like we are. They're all just like us. But they're leaders of our country. And we should obey them. But we should also understand what God's judgment is and what God's laws are in order for us to make those decisions on whether we are to vote or whether we are to follow or whether we... It all comes through the Bible. The Bible is the sole authority to how we should live our lives. Sola Scriptura is exactly what it means. It means in Scriptures alone on how we are to lead our lives. That's the ultimate map. The Scriptures are our map to get us to our destination. That's what it's for. That's what it is. So on, continue on in verse 15, it says, for thus Yahweh, the God of Israel, says to me, follow along here, take this cup of wine of wrath from my hand and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it. We see clear instruction. Clear instruction from the prophet. Saying these group of people will feel my wrath. And he's using, take this cup of the wine of wrath from my hand. There he's talking about my hand is the ultimate form of wrath. Whatever I do, if I want to cause judgment and I want to cause wrath on a certain group of people, he can. Because he's able to do so. He's able to destroy. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for their sins, for what they did. With a blink, with a snap, the entire nation was wiped out. The land was wiped out because of their constant sinning, because of their constant being against his law and being against who he was. That's what makes God so sovereign. And for us to think that we can make laws above God and that we can act a certain way above God's laws is heresy. We see it every single day in this world. We see us act certain ways, be certain ways that are against God because we think we are God. You know, we talk about a lot of it where we hear from different preachers talking about how they say that they're little gods and they have, you know, these powers. And we hear this from several different pastors. I'm not going to name them, but saying that they're powerful and you can be empowered, and because you have the same power of God. You don't. Only God has that power. Only God is sovereign enough to wipe out a nation. If you were to say, if you were to get angry at a certain group of people and you would say, you know what, I am going to completely make you desolate and you will no longer be on this earth right now, you think they will disappear? They will not. You don't have the power to do that. You don't have the power to do that. You don't have the power to wipe out a nation. Only God, or true God, has that power. Only he's sovereign enough to do so. And it states it here. He says, my hand and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it. Whom I, notice he's saying I. He's not saying we will get together and do this because we're all this powerful. It says I. He's making himself, because he has every right to do so, be empowered. Because he's full of that power. No other person is in full of that power but God. People like to think that they are little gods, and that they can empower themselves and empower a group of people to do things against God's law every single day we've seen. And with that being said, we're talking about his wrath. He's going to take his cup of wrath into those people. He's going to make them drink it. And he's going to cause judgment on them for doing so. Verse 16 says, they will drink and stagger and go mad because of the sword, and I will send among them. Talk about drinking. This is talking about, this is a great analogy on drinking and staggering back and forth with no true vision. And because that's being said is because of his wrath, is because they don't have no direction. They will not have a direction because God's judgment will be cast upon them. And they will be used as a tool for the nation to see whether or not you should disagree, you should agree with God's law, and you should understand that the prophet Jeremiah is speaking to them for a reason. Jeremiah is speaking to the people for direction. Okay? All throughout verse 25, we see Babylon being judged, and it goes all the way to Judah being warned. Judah is another nation that's just far and far from God's law because they think they can do whatever they please. And this is all Old Testament. That's what's amazing about this is we have groups of people today doing the same thing. They think they can go do whatever they please. It's not the case. God's warning us about those things. Warning the nations of, if you don't straighten up, guess what? My wrath will be poured upon all of you. And it's not to scare them. It's fact. God will wipe out a nation for not understanding, for not listening to his commands. Talk about Jesus Christ coming back. Jesus Christ comes back and he rises as Christian, his people up to heaven. When he does that, what do you think he's going to do with the other people? Send them to hell. So you feel God's judgment for not listening, not obeying his scriptures, not obeying his word, not obeying his lifestyle, not obeying who he is. When we sin against God and we think we're stronger than God, you sin against the sovereign God that created you. As beautiful as you are, we are all creations from God. Ever since the beginning of time, they knew you would be born. He knew you would be born. You would be born in his image, in a form that is beautiful, is loving, but we like to change the form because we think we're empowered to do so. We're not. Only God is empowered. Only God is the sovereign power that is over the entire world, that has the right to form, to put out his wrath whenever he pleases, and to let the people drink away and let them stagger. Let them stagger because he knows that they are wicked. And it's from his sovereign election plan that he does that. From the beginning of time, he already knows who's going to go to heaven and who's going to go to hell. Because he's God. Because he can choose that. He can choose that. We can't choose that. We don't have the free will to choose our salvation. Only he does. Because he's that sovereign and because he's that beautiful. Does anybody have any questions about the end of verse 16?
No, it's pretty straightforward.
And it continues on in Judah. Like I said before, Judah is a sinning nation as well. And he is warning them about judgment. They're not following. Anybody have anything else they want to add? Yes. Anything you want to add?
No one can clear out a nation.
No one can clear out a nation but God. Exactly right.
Most powerful person on earth is there.
That's right. Well, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, truly understanding your cup of wrath. When we read in Jeremiah 25 that we are to obey, that we are, when we are to hear who you are and read who you are and your characteristics, that we are to obey you with everything, because you are the sovereign God that can pour out your wrath and wipe out a nation whenever you please. Father, we're thankful to be able to be in this relationship with you, to be in this relationship as a church, that we are able to read your scriptures clearly and understand them, and we are to take them and to let others know about these scriptures. Father, we're honored to be in this life to where we're able to obey you. We struggle every single day, but as we know that the perseverance of the saints, that we will continue to persevere, continue to have a relationship with you, all because of the blood of your Son. That makes it so beautiful. Father, we're thankful for this relationship, and we're honored to do your work. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.